FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It's Monday, and that means we have a marvelous opportunity to represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in a wonderful way, in a loving way, in a truthful way here in Brevard County. Did you know that God oftentimes brings people from around the globe to Brevard County, and we have the opportunity to share Jesus with them while they are here? We happen to live in Merritt Island, and there are a lot of cruise employees that spend their day in port out and about in the businesses. And so you may have the opportunity to shine the love of Jesus right where you are at, going about your daily routine. And it's a way that we can be involved in missions, and it doesn't cost us any dollars. They came here, they paid their own way here, or the company paid their own way here, and we get to share Jesus with them while they are here. That happens for tourists as well. So make sure that you represent Jesus well, because you never know, the world truly is watching. Hey, I want to say thank you today to the folks of Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape's got decades of experience in the landscaping business. They're based here in Brevard County. They're a family-based business. Dan and Treasure and Heaven and their team, they offer a comprehensive hub of all outdoor space enhancement products, from premium artificial turf, beautiful putting greens, landscaping services, paver installation, drains and downspouts, landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair, designing, planting, maintaining, everything that needs to be done to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. That is what they do. They are very good at it. They're very fast at it. If you want to drive by 165 North Grove Street, you can see their handiwork there at the front of our church. It's absolutely stunning. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway on Merritt Island. It's north of the Barge Canal. It's on the east side of the road. They are open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. You can look them up online. They have a website. You can see all of their different products. They have photos there. If you don't want to do that, you can log on to Facebook and either type in Space Coast Nursery or Treasure Your Landscape. They can show you some of the projects that they worked on. I saw one here a few weeks ago about a bocce ball installation that they had done someplace. And I can honestly tell you, in all of my years, I'd never thought of a bocce ball installation, but they were able to pull it off. And so you can either look online, you can look at Space Coast Nursery, you can look on social media, or you can come visit Merritt Assembly of God, and we can point out different things that they have done at our place. And we are very thankful for all they do, and they do it because they love Jesus. And so we are very, very blessed to have them be friends of the Refresh Radio program. This is going to be our last broadcast in Psalm 139. We've spent a few weeks going through here. I hope it's been a blessing for you. This is one of those rare chapters where, when I was studying for the radio program, I developed a sermon series, which I was able to preach at the church, which enabled me to share some things here on the radio. And so it literally went full circle. It started in personal study for the radio program. It blessed our church, and hopefully this study has been a blessing to you. And my goal is that the very last phrase in Psalm 139 will become our ultimate prayer, and that is this: God, lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the way everlasting. So Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart," or my innermost being. "Try me and know my anxieties," or my thoughts, or my anxious thoughts, "and see if there is any wicked way in me, any idolatrous way in me, any way that is causing me pain, or any way that is causing me sorrow. See if there is anything in me, and God, if you find it, would you heal it by your power and for your glory?" And ultimately, God, don't just search me, but lead me in the way everlasting. The Bible refers to us, God's people, as sheep. Refers to people as sheep. That's not necessarily a compliment. Sheep are not harmless, but they're relatively defenseless. So a lot of times there will be sheep dogs that serve multiple purposes. They are there to protect the flock from predators, and they're also used to lead the flock or to guide the flock to the place where the shepherd wants them to go. I watched a pretty fascinating video about a shepherd who had developed a very specific whistling language that he had communicated or trained his dog with, and he could tell the dog what he wanted the dog to do just by the way that he whistles. Let me tell you, I'm not going to be whistling. I'm lucky to be able to make a whistle sound, much less have it indicate different commands and different instructions. Sheep need a shepherd to lead them. And that is what David, who was a shepherd, is saying. He's saying, God, I need you to lead me. A lot of times people think, well, Jesus saved me, I'll take it from here. That's not what the relationship we have with Jesus is all about. It is about Jesus not only saving us from our sin and saving us from our pit, but it's also about him saving us from ourselves. And many times that salvation process looks like getting us off of the throne and getting him onto the throne, to where we don't make emotional decisions. I don't know if you've ever been there. We talked about emotions on Friday's program. I remember that there's been a couple of times, and one of them was in a December years and years ago, and there was the temptation to make a very emotional decision. It would have been a decision that I would have regretted. I'm so thankful to God that he doesn't allow me to make decisions based on my emotions, but instead we have the privilege of getting to make decisions according to his will. If the devil controls us emotionally, then he will deprive us of blessings that God intended for us. And I don't want to give the devil a single victory. So what is said here is in the last part is, lead me in the way everlasting. The Bible says, and it's true, that there is a way that seems right. It seems right. So I'm trying to think of where I was driving recently. I don't remember exactly. One of the instances I do remember, it was over in the Champions Gate area, the I-4 Champions Gate madness that goes on over there. And I took a path, and I thought, man, this is the right path. And I found myself in exactly the wrong place. I don't even know how I got to where I ended up being, but there, once I had made the one turn that I thought for sure was leading me where I wanted to go, it had exactly the wrong destination, was where that path took me. There are a lot of people who make decisions. How, you know, and you hear it in songs like, how can this be wrong when it feels so right? There's a lot of ways. It can be wrong in a lot of levels. And there are a lot of people who continue to make the same mistake over and over and over again because they never allow God to lead them. Sometimes those people are claiming a relationship with Jesus, but it's been so long since they ever heard his voice that they don't allow themselves the blessing of being the led of the Lord. There's a way that seems right, but the end is the way of death. Now, Jesus is the way, he's the truth and the life. And so the way the enemy would lead us is a way of deception, and it's a way of death. So we need the everlasting way. We need Jesus. We need him to lead us and to guide us. There is, over the past, I don't know how many years, 15, 20 years, something like that, there's been a tremendous emphasis in the modern church on human leadership and raising up leaders. And don't get me wrong, I want to be the best leader that I can be. But leadership is not nearly as important as being a Christ follower. I'm going to say that again. Leadership is not nearly as important as being a Christ follower. So I have some very interesting conversations with Harley, who's on staff with us, and so thankful for he and Robin and their ministry, and we were talking, and I made this statement. I said, I believe that there are probably a lot of ministers who've never fully read the Bible. They've never really studied it. They just, you know, got involved and they just kept on. And you know, I remember seeing a study one time that most of the sermons come out of about 25% of the Bible. And a lot of times there are people and they say, well, I don't want to read this book. I don't want to read that book. And so when I'm teaching people how to develop a Bible reading habit, and a habit not being a negative thing there, but being a characteristic of being a disciple of Jesus, where we're learning, we're studying to show ourselves a workman that need not be ashamed, there are people who don't know the Bible. They don't know what it says. They just find a passage uncomfortable and they don't want to deal with it. They don't understand it. So a lot of people, we've been studying the book of Revelation on Wednesday night. We're not going to be doing that Wednesday night. We've got a celebration that we're going to be having Wednesday night. And I want to say thank you to all of the people who worked so hard to make our children's program a success. And as far as making decorations and scenery and all of that sort of stuff, there were a lot of people that worked behind the scenes for several weeks. And I want to say thank you to them for that. So we're not going to be studying the book of Revelation Wednesday night or the following Wednesday night, because that's Christmas Eve service. Or the following Wednesday night, we're not going to be studying that then either. So we'll be back in Revelation to finish that up in January. But there are a lot of people who don't read Revelation because they just say, I don't understand it. And why do I want to read it if I don't understand it? Well, because it's the revelation of Jesus. A lot of times people get all fixated on the imagery and the judgments and all of that sort of stuff. And it's really a revelation about Jesus. And the Bible says there's a blessing for the people who read the book. And I don't know about you, but I want the blessing of God, as much of the blessing of God as I can get in my life. So Jesus says that we are to follow him, and in following him, he will make us fishers of men. He will make us into what we are not. So if you've been listening for any period of time here, I talk about that there are assessments that are out there that can help you to try and determine what your spiritual giftings are. And there is probably some value in that. What I like to tell people about those is, okay, that shows where you are. What it doesn't say is what God can make out of you from the point where you are. If he could take fishermen, and if they would follow him, he could use the skill set that they have, but have greater kingdom and eternal value than just putting food on the table and money in the bank. What can he do through you? The potential that God has to make in me as I follow him and make in you as you follow him is unlimited. So we follow Christ. We ask God to lead us in the way everlasting because we need to follow obediently. We need to follow wholeheartedly. I have been in the position before where someone was shepherding me, if you will. They were driving in the vehicle in front of my vehicle, and they were leading me to a certain destination that they knew how to get to, but I did not. I want you to know that when that's the position I'm in, I'm a very attentive follower. I got my eyes fixated on them. There, if they get out of my eyesight, I'm going to be highly motivated and looking for them, because my job is to follow them if I want to get to the destination. And when those roles are reversed and I'm leading someone, then I'm not only driving where I need to go, but my eyes are on the rearview mirror to make sure that they made the light, that someone didn't cut in front of us. And if someone did cut in between us and they now no longer have direct eyesight, then I slow down and that car that was behind me gets out of the way and say, okay, now let's continue on our journey. I'm very focused on making sure that whether I'm the leader or the follower, that we get to the destination that we're supposed to get to. So, with Jesus as our leader, he's not just the leader for the moment. He's not just the leader for the season, but he leads us in the way everlasting. The problem with men is we think that our way is better than God's way, when the exact opposite is the truth, where God says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. God's way is the best way for my life, and it's the best way for your life. It's not the best way for my life because I'm a pastor. It's the best way for my life because being right in the center of God's will is the best place that you could be. The everlasting way is a straight way. It's a narrow way. It's not a popular way, but it leads to life, not destruction. And so we need God to lead us spiritually. I as we're going through this, I keep reminding all of us about the various aspects of our personality makeup that God is God in all of those arenas. I tell the people of Merit Assembly, I said, I don't care what your job is, God is better at your job than you are. He's better at communicating the word than I am. He's a better worship leader. He's a better prayer, a better intercessor. He's also a better physician. He's a better mechanic. He is a better construction worker. He is a better banker. He is a better intellectual. He is better in every area. He is a better innovator and creator. God knows how to lead him, and we need him to lead us spiritually. If you want success in your life, you need to let him to lead you relationally. And, you know, so when visitors come to the church, and, you know, we ask them to fill out a visitor's card, not because we want to bombard them with mail, but because we want to pray for them by name throughout the week and ask God to lead them. And I got enough gray hair on my head to realize that Merit Assembly of God is not going to be the perfect fit for a lot of people. There are some people who are uncomfortable because it's too small. Believe it or not, I had a person tell me one time they weren't coming because we were too big. I was like, are you kidding? And it's not like we're a large congregation. Generally we run between 30 and 40 right now on Sunday morning. But you know, there are some people that they got to have a small group, and that's fine. So what we want is for God to lead people to the place where they are going to thrive spiritually and have healthy and holy relationships that is going to lead them in a successful spiritual journey in their life, and a relational journey in their life. Listen, you don't want to be picking out your spouse. You want God to pick your spouse. And that might sound harsh. It might sound mean, but I will tell you, God has a plan and a person for you to do life with, and you want that person. So I tell people, said there's a lot of people in that I've crossed paths with, and I said, you know what? When that person goes to sleep tonight and they're looking for reasons to praise God, they should praise God that they're not married to me, because I'm going to praise God that I'm not married to them. And I have the grace to be married to my wife, my wonderful wife, my beautiful wife, my talented wife, my gifted and godly wife. And one of the things that that attracted me to her was the passion that she had for God and walking in obedience. And she has never lost that wonder. She's gone places that other people would never go, put up with things that other people couldn't put up with, all because God called us into ministry. God lead us relationally. God lead us when we should speak and lead us when we should be quiet. God, I pray that you would lead me in a physically healthy way. God, lead me to places where there are divine appointments, and God, lead me the way I'm supposed to conduct myself financially. So I get this ministry newsletter, and or it's an email, comes a few times a week. Several weeks ago, it was giving a quote about a minister whose name was Richard Harris. He was a minister back, he was ministering, I think it was around in the 1890s or so, and he gave an altar call one night. He had been praying for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and this was even before the modern, you know, outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Azusa Street. And he said, I want to extend an invitation to you tonight, and everybody who wants the power of God in your life, I want you to line up over here on my right-hand side. And he said, and I also want to extend an altar call tonight. If you are here and you want the purity of God in your life, I want you to line up over here on the left-hand side. And at the conclusion of the invitation, for every one person on the purity side, there were 10 people wanting the power of God on the other side. Let me tell you, walking in the power without the purity will never sustain itself. But when we walk in the path that is pure and holy and just, we will walk empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. That's what God wants for us. That email also concluded with a quote from Robert Murray McShane, who died at 30 years old as a minister, and he made this statement: God blesses not great talent, but great likeness to Jesus. I pray that God will lead all of us the way that he led David. He would lead us in the way everlasting. Everlasting life, everlasting peace, everlasting presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but this fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, oh, how I hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, was still goodbye, and but as long as you love me so,